Some very revealing headlines made Jewish news this past week for all you politically incorrect connoisseurs. In Jerusalem, Netanyahu delivered a Jewish supremacist speech in honor of Theodor Herzl, founder of Zionism, using quotes from Mark Twain. Puzzling, for Twain has always been looked upon by Jewry as an anti-Semite. Bibsy boasted that Jews have made great contributions to humanity, all in the context of Tikkun Olam, a Hebrew phrase meaning fixing the world. Now, while many would argue that Jews have not only failed in fixing the world, but are rather destroying it, Bibsy failed to cite one of Mark Twain's most telling quotes regarding a Jewish state. If the concentration of the most cunning brains in the world is to be made a free country, it should be stopped. It will not be well to let that race find out its strength, unquote. So next time Bibsy gets up on a podium, he better do his homework before quoting anti-Semites like Mark Twain. In New York City, Jewish lesbian Edith Windsor got a hero's welcome from more than 600 admiring Jews at Bet Simchat Torah Synagogue, reveling in Windsor's Supreme Court victory, inevitably making homosexuality the law of the land. Jews are seeking a cover for their own sons and daughters who are also engaging in the sinful acts of sodomy and lesbian sex. Nationwide, Jewish day schools and yeshivas are being awarded huge sums of government money through tax credit programs, corralling millions of dollars from Gentile taxpayers annually. And why not? While teaching from the Talmud that the goyim are cattle to be cheated, their hard-earned money can still be used to teach Jewish children just how gullible the goyim really are. Jewry spent years opposing government funding for Christian parochial schools, filing suits until they folded, all under the pretense of separation of church and state. But now under America's union of synagogue and state, why not grab as much money as the goys are willing to hand over? And in Germany, Jews are whining over a cartoon published by the largest German daily, the Süddeutsche Zeitung, depicting Israel as a hungry beast devouring German military weapons delivered to Israel partly free of charge. The Simon Wiesenthal Center in the U.S. jumped all over the German paper, demanding an immediate apology, likening the cartoon to something Hitler would publish. That old Teutonic canard just keeps on coming up. But no apology is ever forthcoming from Jewry for their ethnic cleansing of Palestinians, of which both German and U.S. military weapons have been used. And that's the news for this week. It's good news for the Jews, but bad news for everyone else. You'll never hear it exposed quite like this, here in my first edition of Politically Incorrect Jewish News.